This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3878 for Wednesday, the 14th of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Linux Commands to Gather Information About Your System. It is hosted by JWP and is about 9 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, you need this information to understand your system better.
Good day. My name is JWP, and today on Hacker Public Radio, I want to talk to you about Linux commands to gather information about your system, get information about your CPU, storage, RAM, BIOS, and more without leaving the terminal. There are many situations you need to obtain information about your Linux system, whether it's hardware, embedded software such as the BIOS, or how they relate to the operating system. You need this information to understand your system better, install appropriate software and drivers, apply patches, obtain vendor support, plan expansions and upgrades, and use your system fully. In general, Linux distributions provide many tools you can use to display system information. Often, you can query one of the virtual file systems like /proc or /sys directly, but they may provide basic information that's hard to understand at a glance. In this podcast, I'll look at 7 commands that provide details about your system's RAM, disk, CPU, devices, and firmware in a direct, easy-to-understand way. These utilities compile information from different sources to present relevant information that aids you in understanding your system's capabilities. Let's start by looking at the CPU. So to display CPU information, you use the LSCPU utility, and it provides a comprehensive summary of your CPU's capabilities, including model information, number of cores, speeds, flags, virtualization capabilities, and security migrations applied. You can also use the LSCPU with the -P option to print specific fields only, or -J for the JSON output. Both these options are a great way to phase with other programs or scripts. Let's gather some disk information. Okay, so most of us know that DF is, you know, the general one. You can also get information from fdisk, or you can get information from mount. These are great options for gathering specific information, but you can also use the lsbok to get an overview of your block systems at a glance. This utility provides much more information, and you should be able to check all of its options using man lsblk. Often use the two options --fs to include the file system type and the output, and -J for the JSON output to parse using other programs. Okay, and now we want to know about the USB information. So you may use the LSUSB utility to gather information about available USB devices on your distribution. You may not include these utility by default. You can install USB utils package to access it. You do this by doing sudo dnf install -y USB utils or sudo apt-get install USB utils. Okay, then use LSUSB to list your devices, and it'll list a bus and then device one and then a bus and device two. And for detailed output, use the -v or -t option to format as a hierarchical tree. Okay, so what about the PCI? What about the bus in the back? So the LSPCI gives you information about the PCI devices. This utility is part of the PCI utilities package, and you may need to install it depending on your distribution. And again, you can use DNF install or sudo apt install or There might even be a snap of it. Okay, so let's run it, LS PCI, and it starts talking about first you see a host bridge from Intel, and then you'll see a VGA compatible controller, and then it'll list who that is. It could be Red Hat or SUSE, and you have PCI bridge, and again, your Linux vendor will be there, then comes your audio device and your controller. So basically, anything that's back there on that PCI bus is there. And again, you can use the /V option for more detailed output, or -K to list the kernel module that's used by the device, and -S for specific devices based on their ID. For example, to list the kernel modules for device 5:00.0, use lspci -S 5:00.0-K. And then it'll show you the things, and it'll say subsystem, Linux distribution, device 1000, and it's a virtual PCI thing. Okay, so let's talk about RAM. Okay, and of course, the RAM is used by the free command. And you can do, I use the -H to get human readable out of that, but for additional information about your RAM, including the number of type of slots, manufacturing information, sizes, or other physical details, you can use something called the DMI decode utility. I haven't ever used this, but it's very good. It's a generic utility that provides information about many hardware and firmware components. So if you don't have it, again, you can use DNF, or you can use Zyper, or you can use sudo apt-get, and then you say install, and then it's DMI decode. Since DMI decode provides a huge dump of information, you can filter its output by using the -T to type list specific types only. For example, to display only RAM related information, use -T memory and the word memory. And this is a sudo command, so you have to do sudo DMI decode -T memory, and it'll show you the complete thing. Okay, so what about the BIOS? And again, it's with the DIMI decode, so it's DIMI decode -T and then space BIOS, and then you get all the information about your BIOS. Okay, and so what about the system information? So you can use, again, DMI decode -T /system, and you get, again, it's a sudo command. You get everything from the symbols. You get the manufacturer, the product name, serial number, the UUID, wake up type, the whole thing. So what's next? Some command line utilities that help you understand the system and hardware where you run on your Linux operating system. Some of these utilities are specialized. While DMI decode is generic, you can see all of that by using the DMI decode -T. And so if you do that, it lists the valid keywords that you can use with that utility. So you can get a BIOS, you can get a system, you can get a baseboard, a chassis, a processor, a memory, a cache, a connector, or a slot. Other high-level utilities that provide detailed information about hardware, like HW info or GUI tools such as CPUX. And maybe we'll have another podcast to talk about these in the future. Well, hey, this is JWP, and I hope you all have a nice day, and that you're nice to one another, and that you'll be blessed. If you need to reach me, please reach out at jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio, at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.